אנחנו קוראים, שלום, אנחנו קוראים.
We're reading, hello, we're reading the peace article in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're in the title, the first method, nature.
כן, בטוח.
Are you sure we haven't read that first already?
Yes, I'm sure.
Right, it's not a crime if we go through it again.
The first method, nature. This method is an ancient one. Since they did not find a way and an outlet to bring these two evident opposites closer, they came to assume that the Creator, who created all these, who watches mightily over His reality, lest any of it be cancelled, is mindless and senseless. Hence, although He watches over the existence of reality with wondrous wisdom, He Himself is mindless and does all that senselessly. If there had been any reason and feeling in Him, He would certainly not leave such malfunctions in the provisions of reality without pity or compassion for the tormented. For this reason, they named Him Nature, meaning a mindless, heartless supervisor. For this reason, they believe that there is no one to be angry at, pray to, or justify before Him.
That's understood, yeah? Profound matters, but superficially it's understood. Also today, even though this is the most ancient method, from many thousands of people, of many thousands of years, it's how people treated nature even before other methods, including religion and so on. So today, too, we still have the same approach. This is the primary approach.
Second method, two authorities. Others were more sophisticated. They found it difficult to accept the premise of nature's supervision, since they saw that the supervision over reality to secure its existence is a far deeper wisdom than any human culmination. They could not agree that the overseer over all these is Himself mindless. For how can one give that which one does not possess? Can one teach one's friend while he Himself is a fool? How can you say about he who performs before us such astute and wise deeds that he does not know what he is doing, that he does it by chance, which it is evident that chance cannot arrange any orderly deed devised in wisdom, much less secure its eternal existence. Hence, they came to a second assumption, that there are two supervisors here. One creates and sustains the good, and the other creates and sustains the bad. And they have greatly elaborated that method with evidence and proofs along their way.
This is something we already see in many religions, belief systems, all kinds of forms, that it's impossible that one force we can attribute all of the good things and all of the bad things to one force. It's like with a person. A person is either good or bad on the whole. Same with animals and other things, and unifying all forms of nature to a single source, a single thing, that's difficult. It's not so clear how it's possible. So, to authorities, that's what humanity has shaped as an attitude to nature, which is these two attitudes, good and bad. Quickly, PT24.
Rav, in the steam press of the advancement of humanity, we see that everything has changed throughout the different religions. Everything changes, except for the wisdom of Kabbalah, staying the same as it has been written thousands of years ago. What exactly is the reason that the wisdom of Kabbalah didn't go through this press of advancement? It's stable, it's the same connection.
Because the wisdom of Kabbalah is the revelation of the Creator to people. And this revelation happens in vessels of bestowal, which are opposite to ours, that only to the extent of compatibility between these vessels and the Creator reveals the Creator and gets to know His wisdom from discovering the Creator, studying the Creator, researching the Creator, and thus writing from generation to the next, based on the root of his soul and the times that are in play. But all in all, this wisdom is above our ego. It's beyond the matter of this world, and therefore it cannot change in its foundation. It can only more can be added, because in every generation, new thoughts, new intentions appear, and they become worse because the correction happens from light to heavy. The vessels from the shattering are gradually becoming revealed, thicker and thicker vessels. And the greater the vessels, the more we can reveal a higher reality. And that's why there is development in the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And that comes from the revelation of the shattering and the correction of the shattering that happens in each and every generation. All right, Moti. Fine? All right, thank you. Turkey 4.
Rav, something bothers me in this article. So regardless of what generation that I'm living in, it's I cannot accept an image of Creator. It's like a robot, like a machine, heartless, mindless. I cannot accept a Creator like that. I would like a Creator which cuddles me, hugs me, cries when I cry, loves when I love, understands me. Like, I don't know, I cannot accept. So how can we relate to these discernments?
You speak very nicely, and your attitude is good. We are referred to as human beings, Bnei Adam, because our goal is to become Adam, similar to the Creator. So all of the discernments that we have in our feelings, in our actions, it is all given to us so that we ultimately reveal the Creator. Nothing is given to us outside of that for some other goal. Anything that exists in each and every one is only for us to reveal the Creator. And therefore, don't think that you discover Him in any other qualities besides emotions, only emotionally. But these emotions have to be not non-subjective, meaning they need to be above what you want, this or that. They need to be objective, independent of what you think and feel, but above that. If you wish to reveal something in its true form, you have to detach, to transcend your own nature, make yourself a zero in the sense that you don't mix in your sensations, your feelings in the research. And you approach the research in a way that is independent of anything, so that you truly discover the Creator the way He is, regardless of you. How to do that? So for that, we go through a very unique process where we have to detach from our will to receive, from our ego. And by connection with those we despise, meaning with the friends in the ten, and nullifying ourselves there, in such a way we come to a state where we become independent researchers, meaning completely, totally objective. Meaning that I can be not in the will to receive and not in the will to bestow, to begin to feel reality the way it is. And I discover that in order to discover that, I have to rise above my egoistic nature, that specifically the ego that was created in me to begin with is a good thing. When I rise above it, specifically by rising above it, by disconnecting from it, I come through that to attain the opposite thing to the ego, spiritual attainment, that I can attain Him from my opposite qualities. And here I understand what the Creator did, that as a result of this oppositeness to Him that we have, we have an opportunity to reach His, to research Him in an independent way, both independent of my nature and independent of His nature. This is truly being between heaven and earth, so to speak. And specifically, when I go to research the upper force like that, I'm ready to research Him, not from within my nature, which I transcend, and not from within the Creator's nature. With that too, I work through restriction and resistance and masach and ochozel. And so as a researcher, by that, I become outside of both His nature and mine, like a true researcher. We still don't understand what we have here, what possibilities are available that the Creator created for us. By that, the created being truly comes to a state where he attains this transcendence above all of nature and becomes free.
Et ha-boreh.
So when we study the Creator in reverse, we see that He didn't have any other choice, even though seemingly He can do everything, but He didn't have another option if the goal is to take us to love us and raise us to the level where we feel His love. What we ultimately attain is the Creator's love towards us. So He had no other choice. From that point, from that end point, to create us in this opposite way and go through the shattering and all the corrections so that through these many, many degrees and states, we evolve until we discover the shattering, the oppositeness, and from that we come to correction and identification. There was no other choice. We'll learn that. We don't yet have the emotional and intellectual data for that, but it'll come.
So all the scrutiny that I do inside my ego is subjective. So I have to make myself a zero in the ten, and I will transcend myself, so I will look through objectively from the middle line, right?
Ken. Ken, benatayim ze nachon.
Yes, yes, for now, that's correct. It's correct. It's not going to change, but there's going to be more additions to this. Yeah.
Niv.
Shita Gimel, hi ribuy elokuyot.
The third method, multiple gods. This method was born out of the bosom of the method of two authorities. This is because they had divided and separated each of the general actions for itself, meaning strength, wealth, domination, beauty, famine, death, disorder, and so on. They appointed each its own supervisor and expanded the matter as they wished.
Yeah, it's like we see from history, especially those who studied history of religions, then it started from, well, first there's one upper force, then two, good and evil, then from good and evil, it branched off into many different phenomena and actions that people feel, so that creates the idea of many different gods responsible for the different aspects of nature, and accordingly, various rituals were formed and so on. All right, next.
No, we said Mak Israel.
We have okay, Mak Israel.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вопрос десятки.
Good morning, Rav. A question from our 10. To continue Turkey 4. As we know, according to the law of the entire creation, everything is in opposite, plus minus. Creator and the speaking level. If we have an
Adam,
we don't become one whole. We become similar to the Creator. Adam is from the word dome, similar to the Creator, not becoming just part of one thing, the Creator.
A question. So what can oppose our wholeness in the future?
I don't understand the question. Our ego remains. We only build a unique cover, coating over it in resistance to our ego in order to resemble the Creator. That's what we are facing. Okay, PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Try to help me, Rav. I don't understand what he's talking about in this excerpt when he reminds two methods, good and bad. relation, and he said that the first is one does not cannot give what it doesn't have, and the second is even though he controls the whole reality in a wonderful way. Why does he do this? Why does he say there are two methods?
I hope you'll think until tomorrow and ask tomorrow.
It's a bit difficult.
I don't know, really. I don't have the ability, the possibility now to go into the depth of your question.
So let me ask it this way. What does it mean when he says that there are two approaches?
Where are you? The third method?
Yes.
Third method. This method was born out of the bosom of the method of two authorities. This is because they had divided and separated each of the general actions for itself, meaning the good and bad. Meaning, according to the strength, wealth, domination, beauty, famine, death, disorder, and so on. They divided everything to good things and bad things. And they appointed each its own supervisor and expanded the matter as they wished. Meaning, a god for everything. So, and they expanded the matter as they wished. So what are you asking? Is that unclear?
No, because even before that, he says that there are two methods. One method is one cannot give what he does not have. And then he suddenly says that he supervises a reality in a wonderful way. Why did he divide it into two?
Because we see these phenomena towards us, that there are good and bad things towards everyone, right?
Meaning the way a person relates to reality?
Yes, of course. It all stems from man's attitude to reality. All the religions and belief systems, they were born out of man's attitude to reality.
Oh, now I understand what he did there. Thank you very much.
Good. All right, let's... Maybe we have 10 minutes left. Maybe we will have a workshop. What does this article, the peace article, gives us? What do we get from it for now? Please.
What did we attain from the peace article? Maybe we start building the right connection. And we understand how to create this gate to spirituality.
Yeah, we build a correct attitude to reality. We have this specific reality which is opposite, really opposite from the quality of bestowal, the quality of the Creator. We need to gradually learn to correct our attitude, so it's only with the friends through the tent.
Yes, and that we cannot correct anything on our own, and we can't correct, and we need not correct anything in the friends, but just to work all the time on the connection and to expect that force that to begin with created a shattering is of the same force that connects us, and it will complement the correction.
Yeah, there's a big question that arises here. How to reach that state where we demand correction from the one who broke us in relation to what Rav answered to the friend from Turkey, that the Creator didn't have a choice but to create us in this state of lowliness. So there's serious discernments to be made here. Coleman.
Yes, the situation is the opposite of the Creator, because the Creator wants us independent, different of Him. to be, when we'll reach connection, will be resemble him in the same way.
Also, that the friends are, that life is organized in such a way that on the one hand we see how our life happens to us in practice, and the ego has all kinds of broken ways of explaining life to ourselves, but only through the ten and with the wisdom of Kabbalah we can see the source of all of reality and see what he does and how we need to achieve adhesion with him.
Yes, we, as created beings, we deal with these gaps all the time. We basically try to understand it, to complete the essence, why there are so big gaps in our perception between good and bad. And we deal with that, and the Kabbalah gives us a solution, explaining to us that without these gaps, we can't reach, without these contradictions, we can't reach any understanding.
Yes, in the article, in the effort, we feel the order of the degrees that we go through until we come to that state of connection that we once had. This article gives us like a degrees of this perception. Friends, anything to ask? Do you have any questions? We are talking about methods that play out throughout the world, and everyone goes through them. It doesn't matter whether you're a secular, religious, a philosopher, or a common person. In people, because they're different from the animate level, they have some attitude to their life that is beyond their life, meaning something that says there is life, something that happens above me and determines what happens to me. And so there are different methods of relating to that life force that I've received. So we have Baltia 3, please.
Yes, hello, Rav. Hello, friends. I tried to write. I don't know if I can express this correctly. The way I understood it, we try to rise above ourselves and to perceive and discover that Creator's thought without our participation. How can we feel the Creator's love and to accept this love upon us in a personal way? Because it will still be in my desire, if I understand correctly.
Everything is fine. How can I receive the attitude of the Creator towards me objectively? What is that attitude about? Not how it appears to me, it seems to me good or bad. Let's say I get some gift from someone, and that gift, I don't think it's good or bad, but I already rule it out then. So, let's say it is some refreshment or some food. If it's not my kind of taste, then I can't. And so all these things that we receive in our will to receive, of course, it is not the correct impression, the correct realization. So we have to rise above ourselves. And now, beyond rising above myself, I also have to be integrated with the one who gives to me. All right, let's say I moved away from my own habits. But what's next? How can I understand what he's giving to me? Through the still, the vegetative, the animate, the whole world, the Creator, it doesn't matter. I have to have the qualities of the one who gives to me, and then I can see what he's doing. So there's two actions we need here. One is to rise above our will to receive, and two, second action is to connect with the will to bestow of the Creator, the host, let's say. And so to the extent that I become included in him, I can then understand what he's doing. That he's doing it for my own good, that he wanted to do this or that, that he wants to awaken a response in me, and so on. So there is a preparation here for the person to be similar to the Creator. Why didn't the Creator make us similar to him to begin with? So we will be, because we would be just a part of him. In order to feel him, we have to be opposite to him, so that exactly the way he wants to show himself to us, we need to be opposite to that form. And that happens through the shattering. And then we were given work of correcting ourselves in resembling him. Resembling, meaning to the extent that I make myself Adam, similar, Dome, similar to the Creator. So these methods that we're looking at here, the first method, second method, the third and fifth, there's also a fourth method here that he didn't write, right? We'll understand that later. So there's the fifth method, left is operation, and so on. All those things, they're on the way. Humanity's development goes through that. Without that, humanity doesn't come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And only when humanity fully develops, ripens through all the methods, then humanity comes to a point where it faces the question that I have to attain the Creator. And attaining the Creator comes from the opposite form through resembling him. And then that's where humanity says, to the extent that I become similar to the Creator, I attain the Creator. So I have to have these two parts, meaning my foundation has to be opposite to the Creator, and then we develop gradually to the extent that we can become similar to the Creator. And that's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. Except it doesn't happen through our desires and intentions in this world. It's when we completely disconnect from our nature and transition to the other nature. But it doesn't leave us, the original nature we have. It grows along with the will to bestow. The will to receive grows, the will to bestow grows, and that's how we advance on both legs, on two legs. That's how what he basically wants to say. Meaning all the belief systems and religions and methods, they are a prelude to the attainment of the Creator. Necessary phases of evolution that humanity has to go through and is going through, and only then it comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And all of these methods happen in order to develop human beings throughout thousands of years and many different states and operations. But that's how we evolve. Why does it happen in such a long time and through so many different combinations of forces and so on? What can I do? We'll understand that later too, but it all comes from the ultimate purpose, the final goal, where we attain the complete degree of the Creator. Well, with this we will conclude, Niv, right, for today?
Yes, it's possible.
So, give us the conclusion and concluding announcements.
Announcements tomorrow, Saturday, 2:45 preparation for the lesson until 6 o'clock in the afternoon at 1:45, until 2, preparation, and 2 till 4, our noon lesson. At this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
Doesn't matter where we came from, nation, tongue, or land. Heart to heart we sing the song, marching hand in hand.
One by one we're entering the palace of the king.
Side by side in harmony we sing.
Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again.
Say goodbye to troubles, bid farewell to pain.